papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your temporary host today, coming to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas, on this Thursday, 23rd of March, 2006. Right after the break, Desi Andrews will be taking over the program, but in light of what happened yesterday, and I'm sure most of you are aware that Charlie Sheen has climbed out of the Hollywood box, possibly to the detriment of his movie and television career, and he did it on Alex Jones's show. And for 24 hours, almost nothing. And then the foo-foo hit the air moving device last night on CNN Showbiz Tonight. And I caught it on their replay. I didn't catch the 7 o'clock airing. I caught the 10 p.m. Central Time airing. And it was hosted by A.J. Hammer. And the interviews consisted of Webster Tarpley and his book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. He was on for about a minute. This entire piece lasted a little over 10 minutes, which, from what I understand, is extraordinarily lengthy for Showbiz Tonight. Well, because of the name of the show, folks. I mean, think about it. They cover showbiz news. But A.J. Hammer was surprising. I mean, we watched this last night. My engineer, my wife, and myself were sitting in my living room at home, and we're watching this thing, and I was kind of astounded. A.J. Hammer basically told people, if you believe everything the government tells you, well, he's got a bridge over there in Brooklyn he can sell you. And, of course, they had to have their ringer in there, Nicole Rittenmeyer. She was the supervising producer for National Geographic's miniseries Inside 9/11. And they also had Michael Berger on, the media coordinator of 911truth.org. And, of course, they flashed on the graphics. They flashed very briefly the guy that did the interview, and that was Alex Jones. Now, from what I understand, I listened to Alex's show today. He missed the call yesterday to be on this program. But as I look at this, this might not be too bad the way this thing has worked out. From what I understand, Alex is going to be on Anderson Cooper tonight on CNN, which his real name isn't Cooper. I think it's Vandenberg or Vanderlip or Vander something or other. It's not even his real name any more than some of the other talking heads that you'll see on television. But at any rate, this was chancy by this Hollywood actor. I mean, think about this, folks. A Hollywood actor comes out. Sure, they come out for causes, but they're generally left-leaning and, you know, save the whales, save the planet, save this, save that. But on this particular issue, the one issue that's crossed all political paradigms, the 9/11 issue. We're going to play this clip when we come back from break. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
All right. A warning to our affiliates out there. We're probably going to skip that 20 after break. So this is a special report. I'll be turning the show over to our regularly scheduled host for this Thursday. But I want to. This is important, folks, because it is starting to move. This 9/11 issue, it's been overshadowed by the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And the issue here is 9/11, which started Homeland Security in the whole nine yards, or at least the excuse to do Homeland Security, to do national ID cards, and, well, I don't have to explain all that to you. Suffice it to say, let's get ready to run that. Go ahead and run that. And I think, Alex, if you're out there, I called you a little bit earlier. As soon as this clip's done, we'll have you standing by, and we'll bring you up for a couple of minutes. So, Mr. Producer, go ahead and roll that clip.
Plus, a Charlie Sheen shocker. Tonight, the actor's stunning statements on 9/11. Maybe the airplanes did not take down the Twin Towers. And maybe the government is covering it all up.
Taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Showbiz Tonight investigates the startling allegations.
Of course, you remember where you were on September 11th.
Oh, absolutely, AJ. I was at work at CNN in Atlanta, and I remember being in complete and utter shock and dismay.
Yeah, I was working as well here in New York City, and like most people just thinking this is absolutely unbelievable. Well, there's another thing that you may not believe about September 11th and what someone is saying. Charlie Sheen, star of CBS's successful sitcom Two and a Half Men, says point blank, 9/11, the Pentagon, the World Trade Center, all a cover-up. Is this for real? Well, Showbiz Tonight has the tape that has people asking, what's the truth?
The more you look at stuff, especially specific incidents, specific events in or around the fateful day, it just raises a lot of questions.
Charlie Sheen has his own questions about 9/11, and Showbiz Tonight has obtained the explosive interview from the radio show of fringe journalist Alex Jones. Sheen normally gets laughs as the bachelor on the hit CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men.
Wow. You're even better than a dog.
But now, Sheen is courting controversy by questioning the official story on 9/11.
We're not the conspiracy theorists on this particular issue, you know? It seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
So what exactly are Sheen's questions about 9/11? For one, Sheen is questioning the official story of what caused the World Trade Center collapse, that the impact of the two planes caused fires that weakened the building's support columns. In the interview, Sheen says he wondered if the buildings could have been brought down by a deliberate, yes, deliberate implosion.
I saw the South Tower hit live. That famous wide shot where it disappears behind the building, and then we see the tremendous fireball. And it was just there was a feeling that it just didn't look, how do I say this, didn't look like any commercial jetliner I've flown on any time in my life. And then when the buildings came down, later on that day, I was with my brother, and I said, hey, call me insane, but did it sort of look like those buildings came down in a controlled demolition?
Sheen is also questioning how a commercial airliner could have hit the Pentagon.
Show us this incredible maneuvering. Just show it to us. Just show us, you know, how this particular plane pulled off these maneuvers. What was it, a 270-degree turn at 500 miles an hour, descending 7,000 feet in 2.5 minutes, skimming across the treetops, the last 500 meters, 4 feet off the ground.
Sheen also jumped on a favorite target of 9/11 conspiracy theorists, President Bush. Sheen questions why the president, after an aide told him about the attacks, continued with his Florida school appearance.
It seemed to me that upon the revelation of that news, that the Secret Service would grab the president and remove him as if he were on fire from that room.
Ever since that horrible day, conspiracy theories about the attacks have spread far and wide through the internet. As writer Webster Tarpley tells Showbiz Tonight, Sheen is not alone in his opinions.
There was a Zogby poll that was carried out last August, actually August of 2004, by now, which showed that about 50% of the people in New York City believed that top government officials had knowledge in advance of what was going to happen.
Still, it's safe to say that most experts and most Americans place the blame for 9/11 only on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, not the U.S. government. Even Sheen knows his comments may not go over well with many people.
And I'm sure I'm being demonized across the nation by, you know, all of the people that do that sort of thing.
So what exactly should we make about Charlie Sheen's stunning comments? Let's get right into it now. Joining me live from Chicago for the Showbiz Newsmaker interview is Nicole Rittenmeyer. She's supervising producer for the National Geographic Channel's miniseries Inside 9/11. And live in St. Louis, Michael Berger. Michael's the media coordinator of 911truth.org. It's a group that claims there has been a September 11th cover-up. I want to thank you both for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So, Michael, I'm one of these people who believes that anyone who takes everything that has been spoon-fed to us by the government from wherever about what happened on 9/11 is being naive. I think there is more out there. When I say this to people sometimes, they look at me like I'm kind of nuts. Charlie Sheen must be getting the same reaction, and I'm sure your organization gets that reaction as well. So what do you say to people who think that maybe what Charlie Sheen is saying here is just crazy?
Well, Charlie Sheen raised several. I mean, first, I have to say, Charlie Sheen has really done his homework.
there's a great deal, an abundance of information out there, and it's hard to sift through what is, in fact, fictitious information and what is based in fact. But there is a large body of information out there that contradicts the official story, and Charlie Sheen has clearly done his homework. He raises credible questions, questions that family members have raised, that the 9/11 commissioners had promised them would be answered in their report, since they didn't answer those questions in the commission hearings. And when the report came out, Lori Van Auken, one of the Jersey girls, a year after the report came out, after her analysis of the final commission report, she stated that the report actually raised more questions than it had answered.
Nicole, he is bringing up a lot of valid points, and Charlie Sheen raising issues about a lot of aspects of what happened on September 11th. So what's your reaction to what he's saying?
Well, I mean, I think that the work that his organization has done, we should be asking questions. Our program, the four-hour miniseries we did on 9/11, was the highest-rated program ever for National Geographic Channel, and that suggests there's a lot of interest in this. People need a lot of closure. And even the 9/11 commissioners didn't say that their report was the final word. I mean, we should be asking questions. I think the important question, though, is some of the issues he's raised are easily answered. He may have done his homework. I don't know that he did enough.
Well, what specifically? What's one of the issues that he raised that you're finding issue with?
The demolition of the buildings.
Which Charlie Sheen claims appeared to be a controlled implosion that wouldn't have happened from airplanes simply hitting the buildings.
And absolutely, and it did. It did happen from the air. The fireproofing was blown off the buildings. There's been tons of research. There's a wealth of evidence out there that suggests it's been examined and re-examined. It looked to untrained people like a controlled demolition, but experts have evaluated this again and again and again, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Michael, you did mention that you were impressed with how well informed Charlie Sheen is and the fact that he did do his homework, which I imagine for an organization like yours, which wants people to ask the hard questions, has to be a good thing. He's not just another Hollywood type simply spouting his mouth off.
No, like I said, Charlie has really done his homework and has been really impressive. In fact, Charlie raises the issue of a third building, a 47-story building, Building 7, which collapsed at 5:20 p.m. on September 11th, which was not hit by an airplane. So what we're asking for is if this third building collapsed at 5:20, which the media really has not shown this clip. They show us the towers being impacted by planes and the fireballs and the collapse over and over, but this third building with an inexplicable collapse, although it did have minor fires, no steel frame skyscraper has ever collapsed due to fire. We had a fire in the Madrid Windsor Tower last year, burned for 20 hours, a raging inferno. The people of Madrid assumed, like 9/11, this tower was going to collapse, and yet it didn't.
Michael, do you think there's been a huge government cover-up, as Charlie Sheen is alleging, on September 11th?
I do. I think many of the commissioners themselves have had conflicts of interest. They did not follow the investigations to where truly independent commission, which is what Charlie Sheen has called for, truly independent voices raising questions, calling on the government to release information like Pentagon surveillance videotapes from the Sheraton Hotel and the Citgo gas station, evidence about the black boxes located at Ground Zero, which a firefighter had stated prior to the 9/11 commission report coming out in 2004.
Michael, I got to jump in real quick because, Nicole, I do want to ask you, you did mention that it is important that we're asking these questions. Charlie Sheen now, a Hollywood type on board, raising these issues publicly before it's been mostly official type people. So do you think it will at least give some of these theories legs?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. I hope it causes people to start reading a little bit more and researching the issue. Delve into the research, a lot of this is answerable.
Well, hopefully people will start trying to get more informed, because I think there are a lot of unanswered questions. Michael Berger, Nicole Rittenmeyer, thank you for joining us on Showbiz Tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that was the clip that aired last night on CNN Showbiz Tonight. And it makes sense. It's on Showbiz Tonight because, well, Charlie Sheen's an actor. But as I said earlier, this is an important dynamic, because now we have people killed at break. Now we have people that are coming forth, and they're now having to do damage control. Nicole Rittenmeyer, I hope people are asking questions. And then she goes on to say that when they look into it, these questions will be easily answered. No, they weren't, because all of the officialdom that the mainstream media put on was rubber stamping what the Keene Commission said and various other official sources. There is more than a smoking gun here, folks. I mean, the bullets are loaded. Still waiting for Alex to call in. Jones, if you're out there, call in. All right. We only have a couple of minutes here, and we've got to go to Desi Andrews. She's standing by, and she'll be taking this program over. But on our website, if you take a look at it, we have a story up there, the dam break for 9/11 truth movement ? And RBN's Tarpley hit the mainstream. Now, let me just say while I'm thinking about this, Webster Tarpley is on Republic Broadcasting Network from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays, and also on shortwave at 11915. So I'm sure he'll be talking about this. The important points about this, ladies and gentlemen, is the bungling of the negligence or faulty intelligence. Michael Moore is one of these people that he goes with the Lee Hop theory. Well, you want to know what that is? That's let it happen on purpose theory. And what other people are saying, Tarpley, other people out there, I mean, his book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, they say on this piece, presents the radical view of no hijackers, controlled demolitions of World Trade Center, and an inside job by a rogue network ensconced in keynotes of the establishment. Now, they're adamant about the Lee Hop scenario is useless because it still leaves intact the story of Arab hijackers, and thereby the pretext for war in the Middle East. Now, Tarpley subscribes to the MIHOP, M-I-H-O-P, made it happen on purpose. And the precedent may be found in the Operations Northwood, that was a 1962 plan by Joint Chiefs of Staff, to fabricate an atrocity and blame it on Cuba. Of course, Kennedy nixed the plan. And it also says in the story, according to Alex Jones's website, actor Charlie Sheen has joined a growing army of highly credible public figures in questioning the official story of 9/11 and calling for a new independent investigation of the attack and the circumstances surrounding it. Now, there's a lot of people who have come out on this. I just had Paul Craig Roberts on the other day, and he's kind of begging off that situation. Well, and I can only surmise as to why he's doing that. But we've got Brigham Young University physics professor Stephen Jones, the former defense minister, Andreas von Bulow, former MI5 officer David Shaler, former Blair cabinet member Michael Meacher, former chief economist of the Department of Labor during George Bush's first term, Morgan Reynolds, and a lot of other people. Now, these aren't lightweights. And Rittenmeyer, that did the cover-up miniseries Inside 9/11, it just blows that right out of the water. The official story. Folks, if I had the time, I could rattle off 150 points here that absolutely smashes the government's line on 9/11. We had to have this, folks. We had to have a 9/11 incident in this country so we could turn this into a very carefully marshaled society, a very ordered society, for the tyranny yet to come. I mean, that's the bottom line on this. They tried it over the Oklahoma City bombing. That was their, in my estimation, that was their practice run. And there's still 1,001 questions about Oklahoma City. So without getting into the semantics of it, and without getting into all the details of it, suffice it to say, Charlie Sheen is one of millions and millions and millions and millions of people in this country that are going, no, that is not what happened on 9/11. The official Keene report coming out of officialdom was nothing but a cover-up. They excluded so many witnesses that could have shed a different light, taken this commission and its questioning and its findings in an entirely different direction, but that's not what they wanted to do. more lies, more cover-ups. But here's the problem when you're a liar. You got to do another lie to cover up your previous lie. And if you tell enough lies, eventually you get tripped up in your own lies. The best way not to get tripped up in life, folks, is to tell the truth. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's costly. But it's always better in the long run. See, that's the advantage that we have over these creatures that were involved in 9/11. We don't have anything to hide. We have everything to gain, or should I say, regain. And that's our Constitution that this idiot Bush shredded up. Now, I've heard a lot of people suggest that George Bush, well, it was faulty intelligence, and he was just doing what any president would do, and there's precedents in recent American history for presidents that have done similar things. No. That's a lot of hogwash. That is a lot of hogwash. And what they didn't play in that clip, and I wish they would have, I think Alex played it on his show twice yesterday. When we were in New York at the Republican National Convention, we walked across the street. I forget the guy's name. He's kind of the second in command there at C-SPAN behind Brian Lamb. And, you know, Republican National Convention was a big deal, you know. All the luminaries were there, of course, when your president shows up for a convention, you know, that's always hot news. Miles and miles of cable and tractor-trailer loads full of mainstream media were there. But out of that entire coverage of that, there was only 60 seconds that C-SPAN put on that was worth anything. And Anderson Cooper is going to be interviewing Alex tonight, and hopefully they don't do a chop job on him like they do everything else. Because if he was able to get out just what he said in that C-SPAN deal, all right, 60 seconds, if he was just able to do that on Anderson Cooper, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be spinning on their heels. So, is this a good thing? I heard Alex's show that day, and a woman had called in, and, well, do you know about Charlie Sheen? Well, yeah. You know, is this guy a saint? Absolutely not. I wouldn't even consider him even to have some Christian principles. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. But they wanted to levy complaint against Charlie Sheen, and what kind of a guy is this? Because if you've seen his last two shows, Spin City and Two and a Half Men, well, I understand that. This country is going totally in a wrong direction. And actors are still going to act. They're still going to read the scripts. They're still going to say the lines because that's what they do. There are some principled Hollywood actors that you don't see or hear from anymore because they said, you know what, enough is enough. But the point I'm trying to make here is that until we return back to sanity and some kind of morality and ethics in this country, we're going to use all that we can use. And hopefully, see, and this is, and I want people to keep this in mind also. This is the one issue that has totally smashed the political paradigms. The Sean Hannitys, the Rush Limbaughs, the Michael Savages of the world will try to get you going in one direction. Oh, well, it's Democrats against Republicans. No, that argument is wearing mighty thin, and it has for years on the American people, on the voters out there. This is one issue that's come around that has totally smashed that paradigm. And that is a good thing. Whether Charlie Sheen's a good guy or not, I'll tell you what, with the guy, I was waiting for the bomb to drop 24 hours after this story, after Alex interviewed this guy. And there was deafening silence out there. I thought, you know, Charlie's worried about his career being ruined. Nobody heard it. Oh, yes, they did. They heard it. They heard it loud and clear. And it doesn't really matter if it was Charlie Sheen or some other actor in Hollywood. The important point is that here was a guy, after doing 65 movies, television series, whatever else, he's running a real risk of ending his acting career. I mean, he comes from a family that's politically active. I don't like the rest of the family's politics. And I don't really know, exactly what Charlie Sheen's politics are. But you see, folks, this doesn't have anything to do with politics. This has to do with the murder of 3,000 people and a government that covered it up. And still covering it up to this day, using that excuse to take away everybody's freedom and liberty and constitutional rights, God-given rights, in this country, under the pretext of protecting us. Protecting us from what? I want a shield around me to protect me from my own government. I love my country, ladies and gentlemen. It's my government I fear. I'll be right back with Desi Andrews right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back here. I got Desi Andrews. Hello, Desi.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Well, just hanging in there. I just had to jump in with this. There seems to be some movement in the 9/11 awakening here in America, and they don't know who exactly is out there, but they're quick to take pot shots of those that stick their heads up out of the gopher holes.
Well, I think they're a lot more than Charlie Sheen in Hollywood.
Oh, I think so, too. And hopefully this will start an environment, create an environment where people have just said, you know, enough is enough. When am I going to speak out? If not now, when? You know, under circumstances that may be even tougher or harder on people to do it later rather than now.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate you letting me have this half hour.
Uh-huh.
And I will turn this over to you and your guest today.
Jack Cohen.
Jack Cohen. We have Jack standing by. Not yet. We will connect him as soon as we turn this over to you. Thank you, Desi.
Okay, thanks, John. Hello. That's a half hour less that I have to talk today. Aren't we lucky? Jack, are you on yet? Paul, can you let me know as soon as Jack comes on, please? What? Jack is there?
I'm here.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Desi.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
We were interrupted for the Charlie Sheen interview.
Oh.
On 911. Did you get it?
I didn't get it, huh?
Oh, okay. Well, he said 911 was a crock.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
There are some alert people out there, aren't there?
Yeah, more than just your pal, Noam Chomsky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A few more. He's got a new book, by the way. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be out in I think, a week or so.
Cool. I like his stuff.
Yeah, I think it's something about the dissolution of the state.
Ah.
Uh-huh. So, what are we going to talk about today? See how prepared we are out there, you Radio Land listeners?
Yeah. Well, you know me. I want to talk about income tax.
Okay. Well, I just was thinking that you know, I remember when I first met you and what your goal was, and it still is. Any goals? And your goal was, Jack?
To abolish the IRS in my lifetime.
And how are we doing in that?
Well, slow but sure. I think we're making headway. The problem is that there's a lot of devious baloney going on behind the scenes, where what the government has done is basically to obscure the law so that it's really difficult for us to locate it.
Law?
Law.
Do they have law?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They've obscured the law. Which, you know, really gets in the way of doing any kind of decent research if you're looking for answers to things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've seen them go through so many changes in the last 10 or 12 years. It's amazing. Every time you figure out something that they don't know what to do with, pretty soon they figure out what to do with it, and they change their tactics. But it's all based on propaganda and lies. I can't understand how it is that people can be convinced that they have to pay a tax that the government can't locate or identify for them.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I remember when you did your incredible Pub 15, Pub 515 thing that I'd love to see you do. That is just absolutely dazzling. I mean, you have to understand, folks, that Jack used to be a... were you a professor, Jack? You've always been a teacher.
I taught English in high school and college, and I taught the humanities, which is kind of like the history of the world, part one.
Yeah. Well, and to see Jack do his Pub 515, 15 little five-minute ditty is just incredible.
Well, it's called Read the Instructions.
In the instruction booklets.
Yeah, if people would read the instructions in the instruction books, I don't think anybody would ever file an income tax.
Because?
Because the instructions for the forms tell you what they're used for. For example, 1040, our favorite form, if you look at, I think it's currently on page 19, it says that you must report income from sources outside the United States unless exempt by law or tax treaty. So I wrote to the government printing office, and I wrote to the Secretary of the Treasury, and I wrote to the commissioner, and I pointed this out to them, and I asked them for the proper forms and instructions for reporting income from domestic sources. And the only response I got was from the government printing office, which said, "We have no documents responsive to your request." So I know they don't have any forms or instructions for reporting domestic income. And I did the same with Publication 15. Publication 15 says that there are two categories or classes of employers that use Publication 15, and they're both government employers, federal government employers or state and local government employers that have a Section 218 agreement with the Social Security Administration.
And the Section 218 agreement, I want you to go over that again. Exactly what are matching funds about?
Well, because the Social Security Act is a grant to states. That's its nature. That's what it started out to be. That's what it still is. And the states that the grants went to were Alaska, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia, which aren't states or weren't. And since Alaska and Hawaii have been admitted to the Union, they've been dropped. But the insular possessions have been added. We know that the Social Security Act is not for United States states. It's for the quote-unquote states of Guam and American Samoa and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and the District of Columbia. So they use the word state to identify things that are not states, which is really confusing. But the Social Security Act was never meant to be a national retirement program. And I believe it's Titles 8 and 9 of the Social Security Act that impose employment taxes on these governments who employ people. So the term employment tax applies only to government workers. And you can see that in Publication 15.
And when they do a 6631 levy, that applies only to U.S. employees, officers, or elected officials of the United States, right?
Well, we have to be careful. The levy by notice applies in that fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what 6331A says. It says levy may be made by serving notice on the employer. It says on the accrued salary or wages of any officer, elected, or appointed official or employee of the federal government or of the government of the District of Columbia. Levy may be made by serving notice on the employer.
And as you pointed out to me many times, accrued salary, accrued is an imperative word there. Why?
Well,
do most of us have accrued salary if we work for someone?
Actually, it's very difficult for anybody in the private sector to have an accrued salary because what that means is that when the government budgets, for example, it budgets salaries and wages for the whole year and makes appropriations for it. So as you earn your federal pay, what you're doing is you're accruing as you work. And so when, at the end of the month, you have accrued a month's pay. So I don't know that there are very many other private sector employers, particularly that account for salaries and wages on the accrual method. It's pretty unusual.
Right. So it's just such a flim-flam, but they're just so powerful, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. There's, the problem is that nobody seems to be able to challenge anything that the IRS does, and by that I mean anything. And I think it's because of 6331. I've thought that for some time. Because 6331 says very clearly in plain language that it applies to government workers. And it includes presidents, vice presidents, virtually anybody that gets a paycheck from the federal government is now considered an employee for purposes of employment tax. So it's... Now, what happens to the poor individual that's not a government worker? It's kind of like, well, Al Thompson went to jail because he failed or refused to withhold taxes from his employees. So what they're doing is extremely dangerous because it doesn't really apply to the private sector, and it says so if you read it carefully. But the problem is that. It doesn't seem to matter what's in the law. What matters is what the government wants to do about it.
Well, and the truth of the matter is we have no redress. We have no courts.
That's right.
The judges fill out 1040s and pay taxes, so they're compromised.
Yeah.
Courts are supposed to be for the little guy to go get redress against an onerous, out-of-control government. They're sort of gone.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible thing, isn't it?
Well, it's really obfuscated because if you look at the various titles of the United States Code, you'll see that there's nothing in Title 26 that's in harmony with the rest of it or in harmony with the Constitution. Title 31 shows that there are no tax collectors in the Treasury Department. There is no Commissioner of Internal Revenue. There is no Internal Revenue Service. The only office of Internal Revenue in the Treasury Department is Chief Counsel for the Internal Revenue Service. Where they are, God only knows. But we do know that they get paid by the Agriculture Department. And we know that, according to the definitions in the employment tax sections of the code, it says that the term employee means somebody who works for the government. And it says employer is a government employer.
And it also says that he who controls the paycheck is the one that's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if the Department of Agriculture controls the paycheck of the Internal Revenue Service, then obviously they're not in the Treasury Department, even though they claim to be, because they're paid by the Department of Agriculture.
But the Attorney Generals get paid by the Agriculture Department, too.
Yeah, the Department of Justice.
Uh-huh.
And for all I know, so do the judges.
Yeah,
I don't know.
For all I know, they do, too.
See.
I haven't had one make a confession in open court like U.S. attorneys have.
Yeah. If you go to Title 28 and look carefully, you'll see that the federal district courts that have been established in the various states have civil jurisdiction, and under Title 18, they also have criminal jurisdiction, but not necessarily over the whole land, only over federal zones, like national parks and ports and docks and arsenals and things of that nature.
The same place sales taxes can be collected.
Well, by them anyway. I mean, you know, the states can collect sales taxes because that's a direct tax on the consumer.
The states can collect sales taxes, Jack. Not one of the states has the power.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. So they rely on the federal sales tax rulings because states cannot collect sales tax. They can't impose it because the legislature doesn't have the power. Somebody taught me that. Can't remember who.
Well, it's true. If you look at the state constitutions, I think the only one remaining that grants power, any power at all, to the state legislature is Massachusetts.
I haven't looked theirs up. Does the legislature have the power to collect taxes?
Uh-huh. It has the power to tax. It has the power to make law. It's not necessarily worded as clearly as it is in the U.S. Constitution, power to tax, power to lay and collect. It doesn't say that exactly, but it does say that if you analyze it.
Okay.
And there may be a few others amongst the originals, but I don't think so. I think they've all been altered or amended. In fact, Massachusetts is the only state that I know of that still has its original constitution and has amended it, but it's still the original constitution. So
wow.
You can read it in its pristine form. If you go to the web, you can find it in its original form, and then they show you the amendments that they've made to each section.
How in the world did they hang on to it?
Beats me.
How did it not get under Reconstruction?
I don't know, but I know almost all the other states have done new constitutions, and then none of them have ever submitted them to the federal government under the Republican guarantee. And that's something that they have to do.
Well, they do, don't they? I mean, I just had forgotten that fact.
Yeah, if you adopt a new constitution, you have to submit it to Congress to see if you're admissible to the union with a Republican form of government. They have to guarantee that. So they have, anytime you do a new constitution for a state, you have to submit it.
There was another thing you told me about the other day. I can't remember what it was that was kind of startling like that, too. So do you think we have any states left, Jack? I mean, we're going to pretend we live.
I don't know. My issue is income tax and not necessarily state sovereignty. I think that the states could reassert their sovereignty if they wanted to, but I don't think they will because, on average, every state's budget is comprised at least 25% of federal funds.
Well, it has to be. They can't raise their own. And so,
well, it isn't that so much. It's that they have accepted federal programs, which are usually matching funds. So the states put in programs to get federal money that costs the people of the state more money, and the people of the state would never have asked the legislatures to put these programs in.
Right, and they do it simply for funding.
They do it to enhance their budgets.
Right. So they can hire more people, so they can have more benefits, so they can have on and on and on we go, right?
So they can have Section 218 agreements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You asked earlier about the Section 218 agreement. What that entitles the recipient to is the employer's share or matching contribution for Social Security is provided by appropriation. It doesn't come out of pocket. So when you see these things like that, you can't say that they can have that kind of a rule for public employees, and then apply it to the private sector, only make the private sector employer dig it out of pocket. it's not equal application of the law. And I think that would probably ultimately be the grounds for challenging it.
So, you know, I read a book recently by Michael Crichton, The State of Fear, and it made me really challenge anything because, you know, we take things for granted that aren't the law, but he said it was so she said it was so it's got to be.
Yeah.
And that's where we are in the income tax. I asked my mother once, when she started filling out a 1040, and she said, oh, I always did, dear. Well, I happen to know they didn't start going out until 1941.
My mom
was born in 1914, so I don't think that was too feasible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. No, I have a couple of clients who worked at the Hanford plant here in Washington during the war. And they were told that there would be withholding, but they could get a refund at the end of the war. And those who applied for the refund got stalled for several years until they finally got letters that said, it's too late.
Oh, dear. Yeah. We're going to a break now, and after the break, we'll take a call from Ben in Florida.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hello.
That's the way it is.
Welcome back. This is Desi Andrews. I'm on with Jack Cohen today, and we have a call from Ben in Florida. Hello, Ben.
Ben from Florida.
Uh-huh.
I used to teach a tax court in junior college. I'm retired now.
What did you teach, Ben?
Income tax.
I know. But
and business law.
How to do it. Did you teach how to do it? How
yes.
to file?
Yes, yeah.
You taught yeah. how to file?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Bummer, Ben.
All right. these recent tax laws that Bush passed is an assault on the disappeared middle class by one item. He gave a discount of 15% on dividends you don't have to report because it's taxed twice. Well, how about bank interest? It's taxable in full. And what is bank interest? To me, the disappearing middle class is what I take out. I saved all my life. It's not money I could put at risk, so I don't have no dividends. And it's fully taxed. And it's diminishing because I haven't been on vacation in 3 years because we're a family of four now at my late age that are fully dependent upon me for their support.
Well, you know, Ben, the whole thing is just smoke and mirrors because they don't have the right to dictate that to you at all. Your earnings are not taxable, and the 16th Amendment didn't add any new taxing power, and it's just been absolute. I mean, it is smoke and mirrors, mirrors and smoke.
Let me explain something else. Here's the politician's song they always sang when I've attended a lot of that and heard these politicians talk. Verbatim, everyone said, we have the only voluntary tax laws in the world because you tell us what you owe.
Yeah, it's certainly voluntary. Jack, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I have a question. When you were teaching taxes, did you read the instructions for the Form 1040?
Of course.
Did you notice what income it said to put down?
Oh, wait a minute. It's quite a while ago.
Yeah.
It's 1040, you submit with your return.
It's mandatory, so they have it right there. It says you must report income from sources outside the United States. Do you remember reading that?
Oh, yes.
Did you remember ever seeing anything about reporting domestic income?
Yeah, but how about when it goes to the Cayman Islands? They have no tax laws.
Well, right, but do you...
I'm just talking about the instructions for Form 1040. Do you ever remember reading anything in the instructions that says you must report domestic income? The word domestic is not... No, it's not in the instruction book.
Yes.
It's not there.
Nowhere is it there.
Right. So if you're putting domestic income on a foreign income report, you're perjuring yourself.
Okay, Richard, we're going to the break.
Right.
We'll catch it. Richard and Alabama.
I'm trying to tell you the inequities in the tax.
We'll catch you after the break, okay? Oh,
yeah.
I know, Ben. They're all inequities.
It's unconstitutional to begin with.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.